Mr. Horowitz, let's talk about these text messages for a minute. Was it easy for you to get them?
No, it was, the initial batch was easy. They were with the FBI, and we requested them. The latter part of this over the last 6 months or so was challenging.
Challenging. When you say challenging, tell me what you mean by that.
So when they were produced by the FBI, it turned out that there was a period during which about 4 to 6 months, I don't remember the exact time, where there were no text messages produced to us. It turned out there was a flaw in their collection software or a failure in their collection software. We then went out and seized and obtained their two phones, voluntarily, I shouldn't say seized, obtained their phones from the FBI. These are now FBI devices we're talking about. And our cyber forensic team actually undertook a series of steps to seek to exploit, to extract the missing text messages from the phones. We first used our own tools to do that. That was step one. We then went to a contractor that we use, a vendor that we use, to see whether there were additional tools. They provided us with some additional tools, so we did a second extraction and gained more text messages. We then went to the Department of Defense and asked them if they had additional tools that those first two steps didn't use. They said they did, and they gave us those tools, and we used that and extracted more text messages. We then went to the FBI and said, okay, here are the steps we've taken. Do we miss anything? Would you do anything differently? They said they wouldn't. We then did a quality control check, as you're supposed to do, again, following the rules, our forensic examiners. And they discovered in that last search, which occurred last month in May, that the phone had a database on it that was actually also doing a collection of text messages. They extracted those messages from the phone and found the second part of the August 8th text, no, no, we'll stop it. That was found in early May because of that fourth effort to extract information from the phones. It turned out that the FBI wasn't aware that that database on there, which was supposed to be an operating function, was actually collecting data.
They weren't aware of that and didn't give it to you, but had they gone through the same steps you had gone through, they might have found it.
Correct.
Does that cause you to have any lack of confidence about whether or not you have all the evidence you need, all the evidence you've requested?
Yeah, clearly, as a result of that effort, and we're going to issue a separate report about the technological efforts we undertook there, and I'll be careful on how I describe them because I'm also a lawyer, not a cyber expert, but the concern is we now believe that not only are we unsure whether we have 100% collection in the period for which there was this blackout, 4 to 6 months, but it's now clear to us that even when the software at the FBI was collecting text messages, because the August 8th period was within the collection period, we had the incoming page to struct text. We didn't have the response. It's now clear to us that even outside this blackout period, we're not convinced that the FBI was collecting, for obvious reasons, 100% of the text.